Hey, it's Mickey. It's 3 a.m. I'm up. I'm wide awake. Can I be president?
Slate blogger, political observer, and serious night owl Mickey Kaus occasionally leaves some wee hours wisdom on our voicemail.
So here's a theory from my friend Scott that seems to explain the entire Democratic primary. It's the Mutney Mom theory. You know, there's been a lot of talk about there's no momentum this year. A candidate wins one week and loses the next. Brit Hume called it no-mentum. But it's not really no-mentum. It's reverse momentum, or Mutney Mom, if you spell momentum backwards, at least for Hillary, because she only really wins when she's on the ropes. In other words, if she loses a primary, then the next time around, she's about to get bounced on the race. There's a well of sort of residual sympathy from Democrats for this woman who's devoted her life to the party. She seems to be being beaten up by the press and by the evil men. So they give her a victory. So it's only when she loses the first race that she will win the second race. But now, of course, now comes the payback time, because when she gives a triumphant speech and seems to be on top of the world and winning, that's when the voters lose the residual sympathy, decide, well, wait, we really don't want this woman. We just wanted to stop her from being beaten up. And then she loses the next one. Reverse momentum, Mutney Mom. The problem for Obama is that there isn't a big primary next week for Hillary to lose. The really big contest is in Pennsylvania, and that's 7 weeks away. So Obama's only hope, really, is that he can preserve Hillary's moment of triumph for 7 weeks so that then her reverse momentum will carry her to defeat in Pennsylvania. See ya.
That's Yexim Suak, or Mickey Kaus. He writes a column called Kaus Files at Slate.com.